Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to do one of the fastest, most satisfying cleanup moves in drum and bass, controlling break decay with a gate. If you've ever dropped an amen or a think break into Ableton and thought, why does this sound blurry and washy the moment the bass comes in? That's usually not because the break is bad. It's because breakbeats come with long tails. Cymbals ring out, room tone builds up, and all those little ghost notes start smearing the groove. A gate fixes that by letting the hit through, then closing down quickly after. Think of it like a decay knob for the entire break. By the end, you'll have three really useful results: a clean gated break that's tighter and more mix ready, a key gated break that follows separate trigger for super consistent rhythm, and a parallel tight layer you can blend in for punch without killing the jungle vibe. All right, let's set it up. First, prep. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in that 170 to 176 range is home base for DNB, but 174 is a great default. Now drag a break onto an audio track. Amen. Think. Hot pants, anything with some character and some noise in the tail is perfect for learning this. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, and set preserve to transients. If you have a transient envelope control in your version of live, start somewhere around 30 to 60. Then loop a clean 1-bar or 2-bar section and make sure it actually locks to the grid. This matters because if the loop is drifting, you'll end up chasing gate problems that are really timing problems. Once it's looping tight, we do the fast win. Ableton stock gate to the break track, and here's the mindset. Threshold decides what opens the gate. Release decides how long the break hangs around after each hit. In DNB, release is your main decay control knob. Let's dial starter settings you can trust, then we'll tweak by ear. Set threshold around minus 25 dB as a starting point. Don't treat that as a rule, it's just a place to begin. You want the main hits to open the gate reliably. Set return somewhere between minus 12 and minus 20 dB. Return basically helps the gate close more decisively, so it doesn't flutter. Attack. Very fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold, 10 to 25 milliseconds. Release. Try 40 to 90 milliseconds. Shorter release is tighter and more modern. Longer is more natural and roomy. For floor, you've got two vibes. Floor at minus infinity is a hard gate. Very cut. Varied aggressive. Or set floor to something like minus 20 dB for a more natural gate, where the tails aren't gone, just controlled. If your gate has look ahead, leave it at 0 or 1 millisecond to start. If you hear clicks, or transients feel like they're being shaved off, we'll come back and adjust it. Now loop 1-bar and do the most important move, adjust release first. Seriously, leave everything else for a moment and sweep release while listening. You're aiming for this DNB-friendly target. Kick and snare stay strong, hats still tick, but the long cymbal wash and room noise don't just smear into the next beat. If your break suddenly sounds like it's rolling instead of slushing, you're there. Now, what if it's not behaving? This is where beginners get annoyed. The gate sometimes misses hats, or opens randomly on noise, or chops the transient. Let's stabilize it. Open the sidechain section on the gate. And yes, even if you're sidechaining it to itself, this is useful because it gives you a detector filter. Enable sidechain, and set the input to the break track itself. Then enable the filter. What we're doing is telling the gate what to pay attention to. A great starting filter is bandpass. Somewhere around 128C up to 4 or 5kHz. That range tends to catch snare body and a lot of the important smack, while ignoring sub-rumble and some of the fizzy mess. If low-end rumble is falsely opening the gate, try a high pass around 120 to 200hc instead. Now for transient chopping. If the front edge of your snare feels clipped, increase look ahead slightly, like 1 to 3 milliseconds, or increase attack a tiny bit, like up to 1 or 2 milliseconds. Tiny changes here. We're not trying to soften the drum, we're just trying to stop the gate from snapping shut in a clicky way. Also, a quick coach tip. If the groove feels late or smeared, don't only blame release. Check hold. Too much hold can make everything feel like it lingers. Shorten hold first, then adjust release. And another weird but true fix. If the snare loses bite, sometimes reducing look ahead slightly and increasing attack by a hair can bring back snap. It's counterintuitive, but it works because the gate stops anticipating the transient too early. Now let's do the pro move, key gating. This is where the break follows a clean trigger, so the gate opens exactly when you want. Every time, create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rock. Load a short punchy kick and a tight snare. Keep it simple. We're not writing the whole drum part. We're building a trigger signal. Program a 1-bar pattern, snare on 2 and 4. For the kick, Put one on one and then another on the end of two. That classic rolling placement gives you motion. If you want, add a couple of ghost notes at really low velocity, but don't go crazy yet. Remember, this track is mainly a control signal. Now go back to the gate on your brake track. Turn sidechain on and set the input to that MIDI trigger track. Post FX is fine. Now the gate is literally being opened by your clean kick and snare pattern. Set the detector filter so it responds nicely. Something like 120 Hz to 5K Hz is a good general range if you want both kick and snare to trigger it. Now set threshold so every trigger hit opens the gate confidently. Then dial hold around 10 to 20 milliseconds and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, depending on how tight you want it. Floor at minus infinity is super tight. Floor at minus 15 dB gives you some breathing room so the brake doesn't feel dead. Listen to what just happened. The brake still sounds like a brake, but the groove is locked. That machine tight roll is one of the signatures of modern DNB drum programming. One caution. Key gating can feel stiff if your brake is swung but your MIDI trigger is straight. If you're using groove pull swing on your drums, consider applying the same groove feel to the audio clip, or resample a trigger and align it. That way the gate opens in the same pocket as the brake. Now let's get punch without sacrificing vibe. Parallel gating. Duplicate your brake track. Name one brake natural and the other brake tight. On brake natural, either no gate at all, or a gentle gate with a higher floor so it stays airy. On brake tight, we get aggressive. Put the gate on, set floor to minus infinity, set release around 40 to 80 milliseconds, and use a stronger threshold so it really clamps down on the tail. Then add drum bus after the gate. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Keep boom off most of the time for brakes and push transients up, maybe plus 10 to plus 30. If you want a little extra grit, add saturator after that with soft clip on, and drive 3 to 10 dB. Now blend. This is the secret. Don't make the tight layer the whole sound. Let the natural layer carry the room and character, and bring the tight layer up underneath until the groove snaps. A good starting point is keeping the tight layer about 6 to 12 dB quieter than the natural layer, then adjust by ear. If you want the gated layer to feel cohesive instead of dry, you can even add a tiny short room reverb after the gated layer only. Keep it subtle, around 0.3 to 0.7 seconds decay, low cut around 200 Hz, and high cut around 8 to 12 kHz. That gives you controlled ambience without bringing back the original wash. Now let's make it arrangement ready, because a 1-bar loop is not a track. Build a 16-bar drop loop and automate the gate, so it feels like the drums breathe. Here's an easy plan. Bars 1 to 4, tighter gating, shorter release, clean and punchy. Bars 5 to 8, open it slightly, a bit longer release, maybe raise floor a little so there's more air. Bars 9 to 12, switch to key gating for that mechanical drive and consistency. Bars 13 to 16, do a fill using only automation. Shorten release gradually for a stuttery build, or raise threshold briefly so the gate chokes and only the loudest hits pop through, then slam back to normal on the downbeat. The automation lanes you'll actually use are threshold, release, and sometimes floor. Floor is underrated for beginners. Automating floor from minus infinity up to, say, minus 18 dB is like blending in a controlled tail without changing anything else. Now let's cover common mistakes so you don't get stuck. If release is too short, you'll get clicky, unnatural chops. Fix it by adding 1 to 3 milliseconds of look ahead or raising release even by 10 milliseconds. Small moves. If threshold is too high, hits disappear. Lower it or use the sidechain filter so the detector focuses on the snare and kick body instead of random noise. If you hard gate everything and the brake loses character, raise floor to something like minus 15 to minus 25 dB, or use the parallel layer method. If the gate opens randomly on noise or hats, use the detector filter with a band pass and add a touch more hold, and a big one. Overprocessing before the gate. Heavy compression before the gate can raise the noise floor and confuse the detector. In most cases, gate early, then compress and saturate after. If you do want ghost notes to open the gate more reliably, you can try very light compression before the gate, like 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Just keep it gentle. Quick a slash B discipline tip. Map the gate device on slash off to a key, loop one bar, and toggle it at matched loudness. If it only sounds better when it's louder, you're judging volume, not gating. Match levels and then decide. Optional upgrade if you want extra control. A dual gate workflow. Gate number 1 is gentle cleanup with a higher floor and slower release. Gate number 2 is character, harder and faster, almost like an effect. That way you get musical control first, and aggression second, and if symbols get harsh after you tighten the tail, that's normal. Gating often reveals upper mid spikiness because you remove the masking wash. Put in a cue after the gate, dip a little around 3 to 6 kHC if it's spitty, and maybe a gentle shelf down above 10 to 12 kHC if it's papery. Last piece, a quick mini exercise you can do in 15 minutes. Load a 1 bar Amen or Think loop at 174. Make 3 versions. Version A, natural, no gate. Version B, gentle gate with floor around minus 20 dB and release around 90 ms. Version C, hard gate with floor at minus infinity, release around 60 ms and look ahead around 2 ms. Then key gate version C using your MIDI trigger track with kick and snare. Bounce them and compare under a heavy re-space. Which one sits cleaner? Which one keeps the jungle vibe? That comparison is how you train your ears fast. Recap, and remember this. Gate is break decay control. Threshold decides what opens. Release decides how long it lasts. Use sidechain filtering to make the detector stable. Key gating gives you modern consistency. Parallel gating gives you punch without losing soul. And automation over 16 bars turns a loop into a drop. When you're ready, tell me which break you're using and whether you're going for liquid, neuro, or jungle, and I'll suggest a starter chain with exact gate settings tailored to that direction.